coming out of my comfort zone. Some of the places in my life that's comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. So I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Though it may cost me some friends, I'll walk alone. God is challenging me to trust and believe, for to go where I'm not gone, I must do what I'm not done.
God is wrong
to walk into my destiny. Go where I've not been. And for the rest of my life, I'll say yes.
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 Yes. Yes. I'm coming out of my
zone. Won't I be stretched to a place where I'm
trust and believe, for to go where I'm not going, I must do what I've not done. No,
God is calling
to walk into my destiny.
God is challenging
to go where I've not been.
God is
moving, and for the rest of my
If you are here with me, I'd like you to signify on the page. I'm only finding just two people right now on this page. Right, if you are online joining the meeting tonight, let's see you indicate from where you are. But while we're waiting for others to come in to indicate, I would like us to go ahead and edify ourselves tonight. Thank you, Father. Maro Shikara Aru Sumiketola Brakete Yarakadasha. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, O God. We give you praise, O God. Le kata la bakera mananiya masupre de disa zande le bashere gedo kudo kudo la kosota lembra dosa. Oh, thank you, Father. Ale marakata eke sukuto enana shinana kat. Liga doso kira baba 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 baba. Eno no shumaka rakata mandoriba roso. The word edify means to build up. Glory to God. Alright, it means to build up. It says to improve. Alright. That's what it means to be edified. That we are improved. Alright, that we are built up. All right, spiritual strength is revived on our inside. All right, we are enlarged in our hearts. Glory to God. You're enlarged. All right, it says that you are enlightened. All right, you are encouraged spiritually. All right, it says that you are strengthened. Glory to God. All right. So all of this and more is what happens when we talk in other tongues and define ourselves. We are encouraged. I like that word. It says that we are built up. It says we are improved. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm improved. Somebody needs to say that tonight, that I am improved. I am improved. I am strengthened from my inner man in the name of Jesus. Also, I pray from strength. Glory to God. I pray from strength. Woo. I pray being encouraged in the word of God tonight. I pray and my tiredness is relieved. Glory to God. All right. My tiredness is revealed. I am refreshed in the name of Jesus. I am refreshed. I am refreshed. Glory, glory. Hali barakato. Come on, go ahead and now edify yourself that we may be refreshed, that we may be built up, that we may make progress, that we may be improved. Hallelujah. That we may be encouraged, that we may be enlightened. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Could you just go ahead and talk in other tongues tonight, declaring that you are edified. Hey, barada da ba da ba. Declaring that you are improved. Glory to God. I'm improved. I'm improved in the right places. I'm improved. I'm surrounded with opportunities. I know what to do. I know how to do what to do. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Ha, 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 ha. Mande ye barakata, eke riba suprado somanta li barakata, ekushi barakate, esufredo sovranda la base bregede, alabashara gade gade gadise, zande li barakade ke lebrokoto. Oh, we give you praise, O God. Imarashi bira gadiga ragadosa kadagadisa, labrokoto lebranene sebranereka. La kusha mata yala gade o kaba baba o likeri basanta la basi predosa o marakata yegedosha negedege yaga rosa leketi yara nanani anda rosu kurugudo mazu vredos. In the name of Jesus, alekera gada kata katasa. Now go ahead and just talk in other tongues for yourselves. Eranasa badegedosa. You are a vessel in the hands of the master. You are a vessel in the hands of the master. And the master wants to fill up this vessel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. The master wants to fill up this vessel. the more space you give the master is what he feels. Yeah. The more space. If you come with a cup, you get a cup feeling. If you come with a bucket, you get a bucket feeling. If you come with a GP container, you get a GP, you know, feeling. Whatever you come with. All right. How do you come? You come hungry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You come with expectation in your heart. You come telling yourself that what I am saying, I believe it, and I receive the words that I am saying in manifestation in the name of Jesus. All right. So there is a feeling. There is the need of the feeling is important for the vessel. The need of the feeling is important for the vessel. The vessel must be consistently filled. And that's why edification now does what? Bible says it builds us up. We are built up. We are enlarged. Oh, glory to God. You're fulfilled. You're strengthened. Oh, glory. Because there needs to be a feeling. Hallelujah. When there is a feeling, the feeling comes with wisdom. The feeling comes with what to do, how to do, what to do. The feeling comes with strength. The feeling comes with instructions from the Most High. The feeling comes. All right. The infilling, it comes with this and much more. So what do? We receive the infilling. We receive. We receive, we are vessels unto honor. So we receive what to do as vessels. Vessels are used to achieve something. You and I are one tonight to achieve. You're here to achieve. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm here to achieve. You are here to achieve. All right, we are on planet Earth to achieve a major purpose. All right, so that means that the life of purpose is important. Yeah, the life of purpose is important. Important to get to know exactly what God will have us do, when He will have us do it, and with whom He would have us do it. These are vital reasons why we must be ready. Being ready spiritually is you being consistently edified, consistently built up, consistently improved by the Spirit of God. Are you getting this tonight? All right, so these are vital reasons for this. We keep growing. We keep getting better. We keep exposing ourselves to the things of the Spirit. We keep hearing the voice of the Holy Ghost. We keep knowing what He wants us to do, how He wants us to go about it. We keep praying because He wants us to pray about situations and circumstances, and we are not fainting. Hallelujah. We're not giving up on that. We are standing firm on these instructions and more. All right. So a lot of us must rise up to the occasion of a consistency. If you understand what I'm talking about, never should your vessel be dry. Yeah. The consistency of the infilling is important. So never should your vessel be dried. Never should your vessel be broken. Never should your vessel not know where to go. Or who to listen to. Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Question is, what are you hearing? To be strengthened. What are you hearing? Hallelujah. The vessel must not be weak. The vessel must leave prepared. Leave ready. Leave strengthened. Because when the work comes, it's the vessel that would carry out the work. So the vessel must be prepared at all times. Oh, glory to God. At all times. Oh, Lashida Bakata. At all times. Thank you, Lord Jesus. At all times. Hallelujah. At all times. Woo, hallelujah. Come on, go ahead and declare that I am filled at all times. I am strengthened at all times. I am built up at all times. I am improved by the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Hallelujah. Strengthened for the Master's use. Able to be settled with the Master to do exactly what the Master will. To do exactly what the master wants, to do exactly how the pastor would expect us to go. The Master is also the pastor. He pastors the individual. He pastors you and I. That's the greatest pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Strengthened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Woo. I'm filled with the power of the Most High God. I'm filled to do what He would want me to do. I'm filled. Hallelujah. I receive all that He's doing, even in this time, oh God. My ears are hearing. Hallelujah. My eyes are seeing. And I conceive in my heart every word of the Master, every word of the kingdom. Thank you, Father, because we bear much fruit in this season. We bear much fruit, fruit of glory, fruit of glory, fruit of glory. Hallelujah. 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 Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Marekete la bakato. O rabasi menene marakadeya ragadeya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. O maraki baramandinana. Zento libare katale kedosa zazarigadashea. O marigaba kato yale bregide dosa. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Was strengthened to do all that has been ordained in our paths to do. Was strengthened to find full expression with the Master. Was strengthened to bet nations and to bet kingdoms. Hallelujah. Was strengthened to release nations into its destiny. We are strengthened. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bayi barakata. Elebu sovrande libade ke yeke baka. Ela mi sebe kitala bakasakata. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Lord, do what only you can do for every one of us tonight. Quicken our spirit, man. Open our eyes to see what you're doing. Help our ears hear you, O God. Everything that is not you, O God, that we have involved ourselves in at one point or the other, we declare right now that our eyes are opened. We take correction in the name of Jesus. We take correction in the name of Jesus, and we find the expression in you. Hallelujah. We find expression in you, O God. We're satisfied with what you are doing in our midst. In the name of Jesus. Alekushu gudu gudu gudu. Male brukoto le barakadesha. Tale wo sabari yenene. Sibele ketula manana. Zombre do shakaragado sekayala gadasa. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ale moro koto le barakate. Yabasu vrenono sumananasa. Kali barakate le keduso barakate yaramanene. Oh, barusha bagadagada. Oh, galike rokoso kataya labasi bregenene. Janda labasu bradada sekele gedosa. Alabadi gede 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 suporo godoso. Mande riga dishi menene ke ligere gedosa. Oh, lakira bati ti 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 ti. Alimoro kodon koron koto. E na masha teke regedosa karagadosa. Oh, bariga basu vreno no shimene gedosa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. All right, the scripture is coming to my heart. I'd like you to pick up your Bibles. Hoping that they are close by. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to, okay, let's start from here. The book of Luke. All right. The book of Luke. Luke chapter 17, verse 3. Look at what he says here. Let's take it from verse 1. Of Luke 17. It says, then Jesus said to the disciples, it is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Look at verse 3. Verse 3 says, take heed to yourselves. Take heed to yourselves if your brother sins against you. Rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns to you, say, I. Saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. But Bible says here, it says, take heed to yourself. All right, so we're going to look at another one. Take heed to yourself.
Look at Luke 21 still. All right? Luke 21. I'm going to read verse 34. It says, "But take heed to yourself, lest your heart be weighed down with worldly affairs." It says, take heed to yourselves. What are these worldly affairs? It's drunkenness, cares of this life. All right? It says, take heed to yourself. It says, for it will come as a snare on all whose dwell on the face of the earth. Watch therefore and pray always. All right? It says, watch therefore and pray always that you as an individual may be counted worthy. You as an individual may be counted worthy. But the major word here is in 34. It says, but take heed to yourself. It's important that we do this, child of God. It's important that we take heed to us. I want us to read another scripture. Look at 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm going to read from, where is it now? Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to take it from verse 11. And it says, now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our own admonition. All right? It says here, okay. All right. My Bible slipped. All right. Upon whom the hands of the ages have come. Look at verse 12. It says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he falls. Hallelujah. It says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take what? Heed. Take heed to yourself. Take heed to yourself. It's important that we do this on a consistent level, really. All right? It's important. What does the word take heed mean? It means give attention to yourself. Don't be carried away with every other thing and then you don't give attention to you. You are important in all of this equation. You are important in all this equation. And that's the reason why I said when I started, I talked about vessel. You and I are what? We are vessels in the hands of the Master. So we must take heed to ourselves. We must give attention to your growth. Give attention to your lifestyle. Give attention to where you go. Give attention to what you do. Give attention to who you are in Christ Jesus. The inheritances you have in Christ Jesus. Give attention to speaking in tongues. Give attention to the Holy Spirit that you may hear his voice and go in the direction he may lead you. Give attention to your body, that you may use your body to achieve the assignment in which God has prepared you for. Give attention. Give attention. It says, take heed. Hallelujah. Take heed. Take heed how you make progress. Take heed where you go.
Take heed what you believe. Take heed. Take heed. Hallelujah. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Be attentive to the voice of the Spirit. Be attentive to the voice of the Spirit. Give great care to the Spirit of God. Great care. Notice what the Spirit of God is doing. Be observant. Hallelujah. Regard the Holy Ghost. Regard. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give consideration to the things of the Spirit. Give consideration to the life you live in Christ Jesus now. Be obedient to the word of God. Woo, hallelujah. Be obedient to the voice of the Spirit. Be prompt to do them. You are taking heed that way. You are taking heed that way. This is very vital, because when you are in the right paths for your life and destiny, every assignment will line up. Every assignment will line up. And so that's why this is important, child of God, that we take heed to ourselves. And then we allow the Spirit of God to help us as we take heed. Because you cannot do these things alone. You need help from the helper. Hallelujah. You need help from the helper at every point in time. You need to know what you need to give. You need to give consideration to your lifestyle. Take heed. God is looking for more kingdom-minded people. God is looking for more kingdom addictions. Be kingdom addicted. Be purpose conscious. Take heed to yourself. As we start the year 2021, still in the month of January, this month, let's use this month to prepare ourselves for whatever it is that is ahead of us. Whether we know or we don't know, one thing is certain, the assignment of God never runs dry. It never runs dry. Why one person is taking a break, another person is on fire. And that's exactly what God wants, that you be on fire. In Christ Jesus, there is a refreshing. There is a refreshing. And that is important to you and I, that we allow the refreshing of the Holy Ghost in our lives. We allow the dictates of the Holy Ghost in our lives. We do things as unto the Lord and not as unto man. Hallelujah. As unto the Lord. As unto the Lord. All right. If you were married and you're here with me, you would have to serve your husband as unto the Lord. If you are a husband and you're here, you have to do this as unto the Lord, not according to the will of your wife. The life of the believer consists of the things in which the Lord has paid for. The Lord has paid for. The Lord wants us to endure. Bible says that he's come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. John 10:10b. More abundantly. We have more than abundant, more than we can need, we ever would need, but we have it in abundance for everyone also that is connected to us at one time or the other. The Spirit of God is looking for vessels that are ready to take new territories. Hallelujah. Ready. Every one of us have been sent to cause changes, all right? To light up our environment, to put a bomb, all right? To blast the kingdom of enemy away from our environment, our communities, our lives, countries. Why? God is depending on you and I. Hallelujah. Could you just go ahead to just pray in other tongues? Saying under your breath as you speak in other tongues, that Lord, you can use me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you can use me. You can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. You can use me. You can use me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go ahead and speak in other tongues. I'm used in the hands of the Master. I'm a vessel unto honor. I'm a vessel unto honor. Glory to God. Glory to God. Le kutola bakatende regede shalagadosu. Elima ranana hinini karadadeke ya baroto. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Le mono 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 kayere barakadeke ya boso. Oh, I am pliable in the hands of the Father. I am usable in the hands of the Father. I allow the voice of the Holy Spirit teach me, use me, help me. I'm strengthened in every way. Hallelujah. I'm strengthened in the every day. Strengthened to go all the way for the Father. I take heed to myself first. I take heed to the voice of the Spirit on my inside. Take heed as we move fast with the kingdom. Move faster with kingdom. Woo! Strengthened, hallelujah. Strengthened, hallelujah. Strengthened to take our territories. Strengthened to take our communities. Strengthened to take our streets. Thank him, oh God. Thank him tonight. Thank him. Go ahead and declare that I've got strength. Strength for whatever the Spirit of God is asking me to do. Strength to take every instruction to the letter. Oh, glory to God. Strength in the name of Jesus. Eli kosokoto la barakata. Eburuto namakuso karabashita. Lemuko sufre ne menegedusa katakadosa. We're going to be rounding off in a few minutes now. I want you to put these words in your heart, that you take heed to yourself. You remove the log in your eyes before you can remove the log of another man's. Hallelujah. This is important, that we stand where the Lord wants us to stand, how he wants us to stand, with whom he wants us to stand. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, we're not missing it. We're not missing the instructions of the Father. Elimarokoto. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 We take heed to the lifestyle that we have in Christ Jesus, and we forgo every other worldly, every other, everything that is worthy is forgone in our lives in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for everyone that is here with me praying. I declare your strength for everyone, that they may do what you have put in their hearts to do, and that they may know when and how to go about the things that you have asked them to. Oh, thank you, Father, because we go from strength to strength, from glory to glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We take heed in the name of Jesus. We take heed to the power of God on our inside. We take heed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you so much for joining online. And thank you for praying. All right. I intended that we pray for nations or something today. But the Spirit of God has just, you know, rearranged the reason why we are meeting tonight. And that's the fact that you and I must ensure that we are being corrected by the Spirit of God. It says, take heed. So take heed is take heed. It says, be obedient. Be obedient is be obedient. All right. Have a great evening. Love you. Love you. Love you.